Their whole running attack is really, really good. If you look at it in the last 2 weeks, I think 2 weeks ago, I think they averaged 180 yards a game, which is outstanding. And last week, they had about 190 yards rushing. So we got a good battle right there in terms of stopping them. And Martin's really good, physical runner. He's quick. He's fast. He can change direction. He's a really good cutback runner. Very physical. We've been very impressed with what we've seen on film so far.
And looks like Jackson might be hurt, but Mike Evans will still be out there.
Yeah, Mike Evans is by far the go-to guy. You know, he's a tall, physical wide receiver. They have a really good combination between him and the quarterback. Are doing really well on down deep routes down the field. Also, he does a great job on the slant route coming back inside. You know, he's throwing the ball really well as a quarterback, and the receiver is catching everything to him. You know, with the other kid being hurt, what it does, it brings in some younger guys that haven't had a lot of catches, but they do have real good speed and quickness, the stuff that we've evaluated on film.
Him and Winston have.
Yeah,
really
good.
Yeah,
the quarterback, somebody asked me this earlier, that, you know, the quarterback's improving each week. I mean, he's a big guy. You know, I think he plays with a lot of confidence. He's got a great arm strength, you know. He's not a guy that, you know, gets flustered in the pocket and looks to run. Tries to remain a passer, and we've been really impressed with what we've seen in these first six games or how many they've played so far.
Coach, how did Jalen Collins do out at the right cornerback in the nickel for you against the
Titans? Last week, we were really impressed with him. I thought he did a really nice job and staying on top and doing the stuff that we're asking him to do. And like I said, and with any of those young guys, every week he's going to get better and better. But last week, we were pleased with his performance.
The foot kind of slowed his development down. Y'all been monitoring his progress throughout the
Who are you talking about?
Jalen Collins.
Again. Yeah, Collins, yeah, with his foot. But right now, like I said, he's come along fine. He did a great job last week. And what allows us to do is put Robert inside where he's a very physical player and he utilizes quickness and his toughness inside. So it worked out pretty well last week, and we'll see what happens this week.
Robert seemed pretty excited about the move. How do you think he did that?
Well, I think he did really well. And once again, it's a new position for him. Every snap is a learning experience for him. But what I like is he has a great attitude. He's not upset and saying, man, I should be playing outside. He's taking what's best for the football team. And I thought last week he did a really, really nice job. And hopefully he'll have the same success this week.
And could you talk about the evolution of that nickelback spot? That has to kind of be a starter now.
Yeah, well that is a starter. People don't realize that you're a nickel more than you are in base. So when you look at it as the, you know, a nickel package guy, you could have a person that just only starts in nickel. And that guy's playing more snaps than the people that are just base people. And right now it's a great position where you got to normally cover their quickest, fastest receivers inside. Also, you got the ability to blitz off the outside edge and play man and play zone. And it's a really good spot for Robert, we feel.
And at safety, you know, coaches told us he mixed it with Robinson and Ishmael back there with Moore being down. How'd those guys?
Yeah, I thought it went really well. And, you know, Allen was back in the middle. And a couple of the runs earlier in the game, you know, broke out on us. It was really good. We were really impressed with Robert getting him down. That's his responsibility there if it did break. And he did a nice job last week and saved some, you know, big, huge plays that could have been better for Tennessee than worse for us, but he was able to get the guy down, which we were really impressed with. And he also does a great job of communicating back there, which we did better last week than we did the week before.
And they had 44 yards early, but then whatever was happening, you all made some adjustments or shut that
Yeah, I thought the coaches on the sidelines did a wonderful job of, you know, we knew what the issues were and our players doing it. When you talk to our players, our players take a lot of pride in stopping the run, and they hit us on two of them. One was Mike 15, the other one might have been 17 yards. We were able to get it fixed and shut them down after those two runs. But that was unlike us with those two runs.
What's a constant key with a guy like Winston when he seemingly is comfortable in the pocket but also rolling out, making plays on his feet?
Well, I think, like I said, I think they do a really good job. They got a good core of receivers around them. The tight ends are really good. 87 Justin, I think his first name might be. I can't pronounce his last name too well, but he's a heck of a threat, and he's got some targets. And I think what happens going through just the stuff that I've heard on him, he's got a real good of command. You know, he carries himself extremely well. I think he's well-respected there at Tampa, and the players gravitate towards that. And like we said, right now he's doing a great job staying in the pocket. And the times he has escaped from the pocket, he's done a great job with that. But we've been really impressed with him as a first-year player.
All right.
Yeah. Go ahead. I think today, Dan said the ones go against the ones today and everything.
The what?
In practice, the ones are going against the ones.
Mm-hmm.
Did Desmond do anything in particular? I mean, I know he does something all the time, but when you guys go ones and ones and he's going against what, Julio or whatever?
Well, what we do is that we didn't change anything different than we normally do. Anytime we start a period, we take the first few snaps of the period, first three, and ones go versus ones. We've been doing that every day, so it was nothing different. So those things I'd have to go upstairs and evaluate and give you that answer a little bit later.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.